Portland, Oregon last night became the first city to opt out of the federal government system for hunting down terrorists. The mayor says he needs better oversight of the two local officers who work with the FBI. Christian Foden-Wenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Portland City Council voted 4-1 last night to pull two city officers off the Joint Terrorism Task Force, on which they've served since 1998. Mayor Tom Potter says the FBI is unwilling to give him the same level of secret clearance as those officers, making it impossible for him to effectively oversee their activities, the job he was elected for.
I do not take this step lightly. The welfare of our community is my first duty as mayor. I am not severing our ties with our federal partners, only changing them.
Potter's decision surprised many, not least because he used to be the city's police chief. But Potter maintains the change is not a big deal.
The two officers will retain their top secret security clearances so that they can work with federal officials in case of an imminent terrorist threat to our region.
Under a new agreement with the FBI, Portland officers will also be made available on a case-by-case basis. But Commissioner Dan Saltzman, the sole dissenting vote on the council, says the move doesn't accomplish anything except to make Portland more vulnerable.
I visited New York City recently, and I looked into the 16-acre hole that was the World Trade Center in awkward silence, and I looked into the eyes of New Yorkers, and I could still see a very palpable sense of apprehension. And I could never see myself looking a New Yorker in the eye and explaining to them why we would be pulling out of the terrorism task force.
Saltzman says there's a certain element of Portlanders who seem to think J. Edgar Hoover still operates the FBI, investigating people because of their political or religious beliefs. But he says they don't speak for the majority. Portland's former mayor, Vera Katz, agrees. She received secret but not top secret clearance from the FBI during her tenure and says it was enough to ensure city officers weren't breaking any Oregon discrimination laws.
The mayor can get a secret clearance, gets the information that I got from the FBI, which was enough to know exactly what was going on.
The decision to pull out of the task force is surprising, as local links to terrorist activities have been uncovered. A group known as the Portland Seven confessed in 2003 to planning to go into combat against U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Local abortion clinics have also been firebombed, and hoax letters containing white powder have been mailed. But many Portlanders feel the FBI crossed a line when a local lawyer, Brandon Mayfield, was erroneously jailed for involvement in last year's Madrid train bombings. He had converted to Islam and had represented one of the members of the Portland Seven. David Fidanke, the head of the ACLU in Oregon, summed up the emotions of many during one public hearing.
The history of this country repeatedly has proven that when police operate in complete secrecy and without being held accountable to strict standards, police surveillance tends to target innocent people who are vocal about their political and religious views.
For the record, Assistant U.S. Attorney Kent Robinson says the FBI and other federal agencies do not conduct investigations on purely religious or political grounds. There is some concern among those federal agencies, however, that the 100 or so other cities that assign officers to the Joint Terrorism Task Force may be tempted to follow Portland's lead. For NPR News, I'm Christian Foden-Wenzel in Portland.